Hello and welcome to the Cardinal News of Virginia, a podcast from Cardinal News. We're a nonprofit independent newsroom serving Southwest and Southside Virginia at cardinalnews.org. I'm Lisa Rowan. The Cardinal podcast is sponsored by West Piedmont Regional Adult Education, helping to build skills and earn credentials for sustainable employment and self-sufficiency. Contact WPRAE.com. Danville area reporter Grace Mammon is back with us this week to talk about a new micro resort coming to Pennsylvania County. Welcome back, Grace.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
This is a small nature-focused resort called Echo Valley. It will offer glamping, aka glamorous camping, gardening, walking trails, and other outdoor activities. It sounds like a great time for me personally. But tell us, what exactly is a micro resort and what is Echo Valley hoping to offer?
Yeah, so the term micro resort is something that I wasn't familiar with before working on this story, although the name is kind of self-explanatory. It's a growing trend in recent years as travelers are increasingly prioritizing like eco-friendly and sustainable tourism, and they're seeking out more unique travel experiences. So basically a micro resort, like you said, is a small nature-focused resort. It typically offers camping in units like cabins, yurts, glamping domes, like in contrast to your typical hotel room stay. So these resorts usually work to create like a luxury feel that is balanced with the nature-focused atmosphere. So Echo Valley plans to offer glamping in dome-shaped units, along with lots of outdoor amenities like walking trails, gardening, swimming. They want to include a spa and have a space for guests to host yoga retreats. They want to offer farm-to-table meals. So a whole list of things that sound really cool, and I'm excited to see the whole project come together.
There isn't anything like this in the Danville, Pennsylvania area yet, correct?
That's right. So lodging demand is increasing in the area, as is visitation. So we are seeing more hotels pop up, both chain hotels, boutique hotels, and then also short-term rentals, things like Airbnbs and Vrbos. So lodging supply is increasing kind of across the board, although not as fast as the demand, but there's really nothing else like Echo Valley. There's no other micro resorts coming to the region. So this will be it'll stand alone in relation to the other lodging offerings in the area.
I understand from your article that the James family, which owns the land on which Echo Valley is being set up, they had to go through rezoning. What was the process of setting up this business like, being the only one of its kind in the area, and how difficult was that rezoning process?
Right. So the rezoning was actually a pretty standard request. They needed to change the land from residential use, which does not allow a campground, to agricultural use, which does allow a campground. So the request was just for that one change. And like you said, the land has been in this family for over 100 years, but it was always zoned residential. In November, the County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved that rezoning request, and it had been recommended for approval by the county's planning commission before that. So it certainly seems like something that county officials are supportive of. There are a few comments during the public hearing portion of the planning commission meeting where residents in the community of Dry Fork, where this project will be, raised a few concerns about increased traffic in their community or impact on their property values. Beth Ann James, who's spearheading this project, said that there shouldn't be much increased traffic or an additional burden on infrastructure just because it is such a small project, a small resort, and it does have a nature focus. So she encourages anyone with questions or concerns, her neighbors especially, to get in touch with her. She said she's happy to talk to anybody through those things.
And remind me if you mentioned while we were taping or if I'm remembering this from your article, it's going to be a limited amount of these domes that you can camp in, right? It's not like 65 of these that are spread out across a field and you're going to be having, you know, like tons of people coming and parking there, right?
Right, right. I believe the parcels, it's a couple parcels involved to create this resort, and I think it's between like 16 and 20 acres. So that's like the total size of the land, but there will only be 15 total units across that land once it's fully built out. The rest of the land, you know, if it's available to guests, will be like walking trails, things, other amenities. The units themselves will take a smaller portion of that, and those 15 will be built over three phases of construction. So the first phase will only build five, and then there'll be five more later on and five more later on for a total of 15. But like you said, yeah, it's a limited number of places you could stay.
You mentioned creating walking trails and the different activities that they're going to offer here. Tell me about how some of that has come about.
Yeah, this was super cool for me because I got to go out to the property and meet with Neil Bowman, who is working out there to create some walking trails through the woods on the property. So Neil he's a Martinsville resident, but he's done forest ecology work all over the region with different museums, plant nurseries, things like that. And so he kind of told me how the process works to create these walking trails out of places where it's just like a wooded area. And the first step, he basically just kind of explores in the woods and he finds things that he calls points of interest. So stuff that's cool to look at or conducive terrain. And then he has to figure out how those points of interest connect and then clears a way for a walking path. So he was really knowledgeable about different plants and animals. He said he's seen really diverse foliage on the property, which he wasn't expecting. But there's all kinds of plants and animals, and he thinks there will likely be more once the weather warms up.
Had you ever seen that before, a place where a walking path or a trail was in the process of being created? I just can't picture it in my mind. It sounds really cool.
No, and that's why I was so interested to speak with him as well, because I had no frame of reference for what that looked like. And my question was kind of like, where do you start? How do you even do this? I didn't have any idea what the work looked like. So he's done it plenty before though, and he was really cool to talk to for that reason.
That's awesome. Yeah. How soon is this micro resort planning to open? I know you said the construction is going to take place in phases, but when can people expect to be able to book if they're looking to stay?
Right. So Beth Ann told me that she hopes to see it open by May or June timeline so that folks can begin traveling in the warm weather. She said there's a website up, which I should mention. There's a website for Echo Valley. And she said through that website, they've already received a couple requests for people who want to come once it's open and host a retreat there, because that is another amenity, is that this venue will be available to be an event space for a particular group or whoever might want to come and host something. So she's already fielding some requests for that sort of thing. I know that right now they're working through the permit process, and then the construction will begin with the three phases of construction for the total of 15 units. So before too long, we'll see this kind of start to be up and running. And I would like to do another story when things become operational and see how it all came together. I don't know whether all the amenities will be offered right out the gate in that first phase, but I'd love to look back into it and give people an update when it is open.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing you talk about and reading your articles about different things that have come up in the Danville region in terms of tourism and like that demand for lodging. And it sounds like it's not just about increasing lodging, but increasing the different types of lodging so you can get different types of visitors, or a visitor who wants to have like a couple different experiences on a trip, you know, maybe go to the casino and go camping.
Right. Yeah. This is something I learned in the past couple months too. The Virginia Tourism Corporation released data that said that the Danville, Pennsylvania area was the fastest growing tourism destination in the state in 2024. So, that means that, you know, the tourism folks in the area are really doing their job. They're helping encourage new attractions like this. They are getting projects off the ground and really marketing our region. And so that, you know, as more people come in for things like the casino or other attractions, you know, they're working to market other things that are going on in Danville as well as just Caesars, Virginia. Of course, they need places to stay. And so, like you said, a variety of those lodging options is, I would think, really attractive to a visitor. So people who are interested in staying at Echo Valley will have probably a different kind of travel mindset than someone who might come and stay in a hotel, but you could also do both.
Well, if you want to read more about glamping in Pennsylvania County, you can visit cardinalnews.org. Grace's article is live there now. Grace, how can readers reach you if they want to know more or if they want to give you good camping recommendations?
Yeah, email me anytime. It's Grace, G-R-A-C-E, at cardinalnews.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Cardinal News of Virginia. Thanks to our sponsor, West Piedmont Regional Adult Education, to Sean Eddy of Eddy Alexander for production support, and to Cardinal News' Zach Shelton. Read all of our paywall-free local news coverage at cardinalnews.org. I'm Lisa Rowan. Take care now.